Sometimes you just want the quick facts. No opinions, no speculation. I'm Claire Thornton, an audio editor with USA Today. My team works around the clock to bring you the Five Things podcast. Every morning, me and my co-host Taylor Wilson help you know what to keep an eye out for that day. We always have a fresh mix of stories, from politics to entertainment to sports, covering all parts of the country. On Sundays, you can lean back with in-depth episodes about stories you may have heard earlier that week. Go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite shows and start listening to Five Things today.
In the great halls of USA Today, we assemble the newsroom's mightiest nerds. Brett Molina.
I'm so sorry for the producer of this podcast.
Kelly Lawler.
I will fight you on it.
Brian Truitt.
Spoiler town!
Together, they form the Mothership. Their mission? To harness their collective encyclopedic knowledge of nerdiness in all its forms. To dissect every trailer, plot twist, and game released for the geekiest of fans. The Mothership, saving the universe from bad comic book adaptations every Friday.
All aboard the Mothership, the geek culture podcast from the USA Today Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Kelly Lawler. I watch television, and what's getting me through this week is rewatching Schitt's Creek because I just need to smile.
It's funny you say that. I'm Brett Molina. I play video games. Now, I'm not watching Schitt's Creek, but for the same reason I needed a smile, I've been watching Superstore, which I kind of watched off and on. My wife was into it, and I decided I'll just dive in and do it. And I really like it. It's funny. It's cute. As you said, I needed something to put a smile on my face, so it's working nicely.
I love Superstore. Although it does come, it has just come back for a new season, and they are including the pandemic, so at a certain point you may want to stop.
That is going to be super interesting. I'm through, I'm probably like halfway through season two. It's been a lot of fun. I'm feeling the characters are, I'm warming up to them a lot more.
Nice. So if this is your first time listening to us, welcome. New episodes of Mothership drop every Friday, and you can subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you like to listen. And hey, while you're on Apple Podcasts, wouldn't it be just dandy if you could write us a quick review? When you do that, you help other fans of nerdy pop culture find us. And as a thank you, we give you your very own special shout out on our next episode. So try it out. Tell us what you think of the show and what you want to hear from us. And don't forget, along with leaving us a review, you can also get in touch with us on Twitter. We're at Mothership Pod. Or you can send an email to mothershippod@usatoday.com. Now, on to the main topic. Here's a clip.
You need to lay low. Don't trust anybody and don't take off that mask.
This message is for Roxxon. The underground will stop it.
They need you. Miles, what's the underground doing?
They're after Nuform. Tinkerer, stop!
Gotta say, I'm disappointed, bud. Krieger.
You think you can beat the Tinkerer? Roxxon, you can't.
Every time I think I got this Spider-Man thing figured out, something goes wrong.
Whenever you say Spider-Man, you always mean the other one. You're Spider-Man. You can fix this. Your way.
This is my time. I'm seizing the moment.
That was from the video game Marvel's Spider-Man, Miles Morales. It's available on the brand new PlayStation 5, which launched last week, 2 days after Microsoft released the Xbox Series X video game console. So that's what we're going to talk about this week. You might have noticed that I'm the one hosting the episode instead of Brett. That's because he is my interviewee. He has played on both devices, and you can read his reviews for each on tech.usatoday.com. And we're also going to talk about what we can expect during one of the video game industry's biggest seasons and just have a lot of fun instructing me about video games. So, Brett, first things first, what is your first impression of each console? Let's start with PlayStation.
Okay, PlayStation. It's massive. It's like I took it out of the box and I was like, oh my God, this is a microwave. It is, it's super big. It's fine. Like it's the size wise, it's fine, but it's really fun. The thing that stood out to me is the controller because it uses haptics. And for people who aren't familiar with what haptics is, it's basically like the vibration on like a controller or your phone. Like anytime your phone buzzes, that's basically kind of what haptics is. It does something really innovative, I think, with haptics where you actually feel what you're doing in the game. And it's something that I haven't really seen in a game in a long time or probably ever. You know, you can feel effects like there's this really cute game called Astro's Playroom and you're this tiny robot and it's kind of like an adventure game. And it's also very much like a homage to the history of PlayStation. But basically, it's also there to showcase everything that the controller can do. And so you feel all these different effects, like a segment where he's walking in snow and you have a speaker on the controller. And so it simulates what it feels and sounds like to walk in snow. So you hear the snow crunching under your feet and you can feel it and hear it. When you're skating on ice, similar effect, like how you would imagine skating yourself would feel, it mimics that on the controller. I don't know how they pulled it off. It's some crazy sorcery, but it is, I mean, really impressive that they were able to put all that in. And really, you know, for me, it felt like these controllers are getting to the point where how much more can you do with them? And this is the first thing in a while where I felt like this is a really big step forward. And I'm really impressed. I'm really curious to see what other developers do with it. You know, they've talked about, you know, the triggers on the controller too have like resistance. So like if you're using a bow and arrow, like you can feel the tension when you like pull a bow back, for example, before you release an arrow. So a lot of that stuff is really interesting. And I'm really fascinated to see what other developers do with it. But yeah, there aren't a lot of games specific to PS5 right now. You can play a lot of your older stuff, but I think the controller is probably the most promising aspect of it.
That reminds me of the Feelies from Brave New World, if you ever read that book in high school. So I'm a little creeped out by it, but cautiously interested. So what were your first impressions of the new Xbox?
I think the interesting thing about that is it's basically like upgrading your phone, but with a console. Because, you know, when you upgrade your phone, for the most part, you're taking everything that comes with you, like your apps, your contacts, everything. It all just comes with you and you roll over onto this new device and it's faster and it feels better and everything is zippier. But, you know, the experience is largely the same. That's kind of what the new Xbox is like, where you get it, you log on. Pretty much everything that you were doing on the Xbox One, which is the previous console, is there. All your old games are there. Everything's there. All the stuff that you used with that earlier device, like your controllers, any other accessories, it all works with the new one. So that's great. It's very seamless. It's if you're going from the old Xbox to the new one, it's going to feel like a very clean, easy like switch. The games look good, not as good. I think the difference is really incremental. I think the biggest thing between this and PlayStation as well is load times. Like you're not sitting there waiting for a game to like load and get ready to play. It just pops on. So some games where you'd wait 30, 40 seconds for it to load, it loads in a couple seconds. So you really aren't waiting. You're spending more time playing. So that's great. Honestly, the biggest knock on Xbox for me is there's just nothing else that jumps out where I'm feeling like, okay, this is what this next generation of games is going to be like. With PlayStation, you had the controller. With Xbox, I'm not really seeing that yet. And it's not to say they're not going to have it at some point. It just seems like right now, it's not there yet. And there's no experience that screams like, okay, you should really try this out. It just kind of, again, it feels like you're just getting a new phone, pretty much.
So if you are a avid Xbox player right now, do you recommend people who can afford it and want it get it? Or should they just wait like one might wait for a slightly more exciting new iPhone?
Well, I'd say with Xbox, yes. Because really the biggest draw right now is the load times. I mean, it is a huge difference. I heard little bits about the load times and I was like, okay, this is probably just hype. But it's legitimately like a huge difference in terms of your experience. And there's a lot of other kind of quality of life things that they do to just make it easier for you to transition. You know, you have all your old games work. And that's something that's never been done really in consoles. You're basically, every time you buy a new one, it feels like you're starting over a lot of the time. And with this group, it's all your games are all still there. So you can move them over and they just work better. In some cases, they look better. So there's that benefit. But is there something right now where you're going to rush to pick it up? I don't know if that's there right away. It might happen if Halo Infinite, which was supposed to launch with the Xbox but got postponed for a lot of behind-the-scenes reasons. That may have made the difference. But for right now, if you're on the fence, I don't think it hurts to wait and see what else they plan to do with this box to get you excited for it. If you're someone that's like, I just need the new Xbox and I'm going to get it either way, then I'd say go for it. But if you're not sure, waiting, I think you're perfectly fine waiting.
So what about with the PlayStation? Is the controller worth upgrading your system? And what do you think of the launch game?
I'd lean a little more to that because I feel like they have a couple of different games that you can work with. Marvel Spider-Man, Miles Morales game is awesome. I love it. You can feel the little thwips on the controller when you fling out a spider web. And he also has the electricity powers. So you can kind of feel the controller rumble like you're near electricity. You can kind of feel that as well.
So the Spidey senses, they tingle?
They don't know. That doesn't. I wish it did. But because he's got the electricity powers, you can kind of feel there's one part where you feel that. The other cool thing about the game is there is a suit that is modeled after the Into the Spider-Verse suit. And you can actually make modifications to the suit where it basically plays like the movie, which is awesome.
Mm.
It's so much fun. But I think that's a good experience. Astro's Playroom, which is a free game that comes with the system, I think is a lot of fun. And it's a good kind of sneak preview of what to expect. They also did a remake of this game, Demon's Souls, which is this really good role-playing game. It's also incredibly hard, which is why a lot of people like it, because it's very challenging. So I think between those games, I think there's something there. Again, I mean, I think it's like this with any new console launch. Like a lot of the games early on are going to be okay. I think the Wii was probably the last time where there was the game that was like, okay, you have to buy it. And buy it with the, you know, this is why you need it now. I think PS5 has a little bit more promise in terms of the you see immediately what it is they're offering. But it's still a launch console. So if you're on the fence, you're okay waiting. But I do think that it offers a little more upfront right away compared to what Xbox has.
So obviously Xbox and PlayStation have gotten a lot of attention over the past few weeks because they're launching new consoles, but there are lots of new video games to choose from during the holiday season. So do you have any favorites from any console? Games included, maybe?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Cyberpunk 2077, which is a role-playing game set in the future. Keanu Reeves is in it. It looks very promising. It's supposed to launch this year, but I have heard rumblings it might not. I'm really excited for it. It's from the studio that made The Witcher. So they have a very good reputation. So I'm very much looking forward to that one. And the other one I'm playing right now, Spider-Man, I was really looking forward to that just because it was Miles Morales. I thought it'd be a cool, different story. And so far, it's a lot of fun. I like the extra abilities that he has. Like he can camouflage himself and he has the electricity based powers, so there's a lot of cool extra stuff that he does compared to Peter Parker, so that's been a lot of fun too. Those are the big ones, and I'm a sports fan, so I was looking forward to the new NBA 2K, which looks crazy. It looks like you're watching a real game more and more. It's scary. It's scary. It's really scary.
No, thank you. I'm good.
It's weird, but it's been really good so far. So yeah, I think those are the ones that are jumping out to me right now.
My husband played the demo of Pikmin. I think I'm getting that right. For the Switch, which I believe is a remake.
Yes, that was a game that was, I believe it was on the Wii U, and they did a deluxe, I think it was a deluxe version, but they remade it for the Switch. That's another console that's interesting too, because that's still out there and it's still really popular. Like, it's, I think, the most popular console in terms of sales this year. So it's still got a strong following, especially with the pandemic. I mean, a lot of people were buying it and it's still super popular. So, you know, as good as it is to see all these new consoles out there, I mean, but this is Nintendo. They kind of zag where everybody zigs. So they still have a really good set of games between Mario Kart and everything else they have. And the Switch is just really fun. So, you know, that's, again, the cool thing about this season is there's so many new possibilities, and that's kind of what makes it fun.
So, yeah, speaking of the pandemic, obviously a lot of the industries that we talk about on this podcast were hit very hard. You know, movies, cinemas are closed, TV production had to shut down, all sorts of, you know, really unfortunate things. But I imagine video games are doing pretty well this year. And if you could put on your Money Reporter hat, how do you think, you know, that industry is doing through, do I want to say Q4 and just be like really obnoxious, or I can just say like the holidays, like a normal person?
No, holidays is good. I think it's going to do exceptionally well. And, you know, I think the thing that's rough about it is that obviously we're seeing, not to bring the podcast down, but, you know, we're seeing cases of COVID spiking. And every indication is that it's going to get worse. And I think you're going to see more people be inside. And that's an opportunity to play games. And, you know, we've seen that this year where people have picked up video games and it's become a much bigger thing. Like, the MPD group, which is a research group that follows the video game industry and lots of other industries, they said that during the third quarter, spending on video games reached its highest total ever in the U.S. Wow. So it's significant. And, you know, video games, it's not cheap. Like, it costs quite a bit of money to get into these devices, especially the newer stuff. You know, these consoles are pretty expensive, but, you know, it says a lot that people are really diving into this stuff. And, you know, I think that we're going to see a lot more of that probably this fall and this winter. And again, the cool thing, though, with I think one of my favorite things when new devices launch is that there's a lot more, you get a lot more options now, because you can dive into the new stuff, or you can stick with some of the more mature current stuff that is going to be less expensive, but you know what to expect. You have so many more games to play. And so kind of the barrier to entry isn't as high. And if you're looking to play but not spend a ton of money, that's another avenue to kind of get your foot in the door too.
I know that especially in like March and April, the Switch was sold out everywhere. You just couldn't get your hands on one. Do you think that's going to happen with any other consoles, or like the new ones, or maybe the Switch again?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, definitely with the new Xbox and PlayStation, they've both, the pre-orders for that sold out right away. There's every indication that they're going to stay sold out, and they're going to be really difficult to find. And so I think that is going to probably affect the Switch too, because people are looking for something to play. The Switch is there, and that's something they can go for. But yeah, I think it is going to be challenging for people to find them. I think it's going to be one of those things where you just kind of have to keep track and hope that it pops up on like an you know, if you're looking online or shopping online and it pops up and you can get one. But yeah, I mean, there's a ton of interest in it. And I think people are just, you know, the thing with this year is just you're wanting something to look forward to. And I think that's what these consoles represent.
Well, that seems like a good place to wrap up. So, listeners, it is your turn. Did you pre-order a PS5 or Xbox Series X? If you didn't, guess you're not getting one. Which games are you most excited to play? Let's talk about it on Twitter. You can find us at Mothership Pod, but you can also tweet at us individually. I'm at Klawls, K-L-A-W-L-S.
And I'm at Brett Molina 23.
And Brian Truitt, who is on vacation this week, is at Brian Truitt. Don't forget, you can email us too. We're at mothershippod@usatoday.com. But we're going to wrap things up here. Thank you so much for listening to us. Special thanks to our pilot/producer of the Mothership this week, Natalie Boyd. If you like the podcast and you do not want to miss an episode going forward, you can subscribe to The Mothership for free on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you like to listen. And while you're there, how about you leave us a rating or a review? It helps other people find the podcast. It helps keep us employed. We really like you. Until next Friday, nerds out.
Bye-bye.